how are optimism and pessimism related with the moods?
In general, a person who has some level of goodness will tend to be optimistic. A person who is in ignorance will tend to be pessimistic. Ya svapnam vayam shokam vishadam madamevacham. Navimunchati durmedha dhutisa partha damasi. Krishna says, he talks about determination in the mode of ignorance. Now, what does he say? Sometimes people say, I just don't have any determination. I sleep too much, I eat too much, I do this, I watch TV too much, I don't have any determination. But actually, to do something too much also requires determination. So if somebody is sleeping a lot or somebody is eating too much, eating too much causes obesity, that eating too much causes health problems, that eating too much makes one the butt of jokes from others. And in spite of, so all these are like impetuses to say, give it up. You are becoming too fat, you are developing diabetes, you are doing this, you are doing this. Give it up, but still one doesn't give it up. That requires determination. So every addiction requires a huge amount of determination. The addicts suffer so much, but they don't give it up. Of course, that determination is negatively directed. We'll call it a stubbornness or obstinacy. But the fact is, it is determination. So, no one lacks determination. What we may lack is direction for our determination. Instead of our determination being directed towards good things, it is directed towards bad things, towards undesirable things. So in that sense, pessimism also requires determination. Without determination to habitually think negatively, actually negative thinking is miserable. To repeatedly keep thinking negatively, that requires determination, but it's a perverse kind of determination. So that is, Krishna says, determination is the mode of ignorance. Vishadam. Vishadam means moroseness. Habitually imagining the worst of things. Whatever thing. So, that sort of disposition is in the mode of ignorance. Habitual negativity. And the way to change that is primarily by associating with those who are optimistic. And by becoming more observant of our own mentality, our own way of thinking. So we note, if you associate with positive people, you can see the same situation, how people see different in the situations. Oh, this could be seen like this also. I never thought like that. That itself will give us some stimulus to rethink our thinking process. And then, once we start rethinking, we observe our thinking process. So we are forced to observe our thinking process when we associate with people whose thinking process is different from ours. And then by that association, we observe our thinking process and then we rethink it. So, purification also, by practicing, see, sometimes when we chant and we feel, oh, my mind is wandering here, my mind is here, my mind is there, I'm not able to concentrate at all. That may be true, but that is also good. What is good? You say, the mind is wandering. To at least be aware that the mind is wandering. See, at least we are protesting that the mind is wandering. Earlier, we were also wandering with the mind. So we don't want to be just passively conscious of whatever the mind is conscious of. The mind says, think of this, we start thinking of that. The mind says, think of that, we start thinking of that. Now at least we are observing, I want to think about this, the mind is thinking of that. So, mind consciousness is not being conscious of what the mind is conscious of, but being conscious of what the mind is conscious of. I hope that the difference is clear. Being conscious of whatever the mind says you be conscious of, or being conscious of what the mind is saying you be conscious of. They're two different things. The mind says, look at that. As soon as the mind says, look at that, I start looking at that. That is, being conscious of whatever the mind says you should be conscious of. Whereas the mind says, look at that, then I look at the mind. Oh, you are telling me to look at that. But I don't want to look at that. So, I become conscious of the mind. So, So being conscious of the mind in the sense that we become aware that the mind is a distractor. That is also a step up. It is also a step out of our bondage to the mind. So that is also good. So, you know, if we become conscious the mind is pessimistic, then we can change the thought process. That sarvat sarvadvareshu deheshmin prakasham pujayate jnanam yadatada vidyad viruddham sattvanityuta. In 14.11, the Bhagavad Gita states that when the rows of the senses, the doorways of the senses are illumined with knowledge. What does it mean? The senses are like doorways and they are illumined with knowledge. Doesn't mean that people in goodness, some effulgence comes from their eyes, the light comes from their ears. Not like that. What it means is, if a doorway is illumined, then we can say who is coming in, who is going out. And we can decide, do I want to let this person in or do I want to keep this person out? So like that, when we are in goodness, we are able to perceive, okay, what am I thinking? What kind of stimuli am I letting come into me? And then I can decide whether this is welcome or this is unwelcome. And I can act accordingly. So by that way, by associating with optimistic people and by trying to cultivate the mode of goodness by studying practice of bhakti, we can observe and then rectify our negative way of thinking.